Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Rock, Klein Alley Show. If the theme of this show is that you laugh at our expense, well, then I think you're going to enjoy what we have in store for you right now. It is an entire roast about this show that was written and will be performed by robots. It's a robo-roast.
In addition to the crap that we say on a daily basis here on the live show, we have some of us have tried our hand at stand-up comedy, and usually that is mockable and laughable as well. We've gone through Vanessa's stand-up, Jake's stand-up.
The best. Vanessa's stand-up was the best because we forced her to do it, and we wrote all the jokes, and even though she technically bombed...
I don't think she bombed.
She didn't bomb at all. And the person who, the scout or whatever, the guy who worked at the comedy club, talked to her one-on-one and said she's got some real potential. She just has to take some classes.
Was that at the Laugh Factory? Where did you do that, Vanessa? Was that
Flappers.
Flappers.
What?
I thought she had Laugh Factory potential.
Hey, want to hear one of her jokes?
Sure, I'd love to.
Here we go.
I just flew in from Colombia and my arms are really tired. You want to know why? Because I just carried a bunch of cocaine. So yeah. What was the follow-up to that?
It's crushed it.
It's the delivery when you do this. So yeah.
Yeah, she was like, you know, playing with her suspenders at that point.
Yeah.
It was good.
That Molly mom is not going to like this cocaine material she was doing. So this basically all we said to ChatGPT was, why don't you go ahead and write an entire roast about Klein Alley Show on K-Rock? And they had no problem coming up with ways to make fun of us. It's time for the first ever and potentially last ever robo-roast. Here we go. And just so you know, this will be new to all of us, but I hope there's no swearing. And if there is, Omar, I don't know. Does ChatGPT swear? Do we know?
Mine doesn't.
If there is...
I think if you ask them to, they probably would.
Okay, well, we have to have our finger on the dump button because we'd like to not get fired as a result of the first ever robo-roast of our show. Here we go.
If Klein Alley Show were a breakfast, it'd be cold gas station coffee and a slightly stale donut.
Oh.
Technically edible. Occasionally funny, but you kind of hate yourself afterward.
Hilarious.
It's not great.
So are we the people in the front row that are being heckled right now?
I think we're being heckled by the robot. But I mean, this is just using whatever they could find out about us online. So
Klein delivers jokes like he's reading cue cards in a hostage video. Allie laughs like she's heard the punchline 4 times already and still doesn't get it.
Oh.
Together, they have the dynamic of co-workers who carpool out of necessity.
That's kind of funny.
That's great. I like the way you deliver jokes. That's so true.
I do deliver jokes like I'm in a hostage video. Thank you for that. Thanks, ChatGPT.
Why you blink like that, man?
And how does ChatGPT know that just based on your picture?
Well, no, I think it also...
like listens to the show?
It takes information from like the internet and stuff. Yeah.
So I'm sure it's probably a combination of reviews that have been written about the show, things that have been said about us. I'm sure they pick up their information from everywhere. Whenever you're ready, ChatGPT, you can go ahead and continue. Ali, start that again at the beginning. I don't know what's playing from your computer, but it's all playing. Weird. Here we go.
There's something playing. There's something playing that's different than... Hold on a second.
Oh, boy. We had this. It was such a well-oiled machine until a moment ago, and then it all fell apart.
No, it's happening.
I'm delivering this like a hostage, guys.
Ali laughs like she's heard the punchline 4 times already and still doesn't get it. Together, they have the dynamic of co-workers who carpool out of necessity.
Right, we heard that.
The segments jump from chaotic games to weird therapy sessions to low-effort pop culture takes.
This just kind of hurts, to be honest. Like, I know it's trying to roast us, but some of these actually do dig deep.
To low-effort pop culture takes, it's less of a show and more of a fever dream that accidentally got syndicated.
Jokes on you.
We're not syndicated. Uh-huh. We are local.
So misinformation, ChatGPT.
Yeah, you wish we were syndicated, but guess what?
We used to be.
They canceled that quickly. So, joke's on you. We are only here in Southern California and on a crappy app called the Odyssey app. All right? So, you think you're making fun of us.
Get your information straight, robot.
The show has all the intellectual depth of a Red Bull mixed with regret. Oh. Every segment feels like it was written at 4:59 a.m. by someone Googling... What is relatable?
Oh, damn.
That's actually a good idea. We should start doing that.
I bet if we asked ChatGPT what is relatable, we could come up with some great content ideas.
I'm taking a Red Bull with regret right now.
Yeah, that's Jake's favorite drink, Red Bull and regret.
Morning fuel.
Allie is so cheap, she brings Tupperware to brunch, just in case they have free bread. Also, she loves brunch because she's a basic bitch. Allie is so white, producer Vanessa tried to snort her.
It's a great joke. It's an absolute great joke. I love it.
But she wasn't tall enough to reach the top of the straw.
So good. That's my favorite one.
It's like a real roast joke. And
did you just whisper boo, Vanessa?
Yeah.
Vanessa's booing now? All right.
Klein is the kind of guy who thinks sarcasm is a personality.
Oh.
He is so hairy and full of creases, Allie tried to eat it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, funny. I'll lick it, too.
The robots call me a vagina? I don't like that.
That's right. Allie loves pussy. And there is no bigger pussy than Klein.
Whoa.
He once cried during his daughter's graduation.
Whoa!
Probably because he sucks.
That's not even a joke.
But it's pretty funny.
It is funny because, all of a sudden he just takes a turn and it's like blunt. Facts.
Yeah, bitch boy.
Yeah.
Probably because he sucks. That's the best that AI could come up with.
That's good.
Well, you know what? It is covering billions of points of data from the internet. So the internet thinks you're a pussy and knows that you cried when your kid sang a song at a graduation.
I cried because my daughter graduated kindergarten or whatever.
You suck.
In conclusion, Klein Alley Show isn't morning radio. It's white noise with Wi-Fi. The only thing worse than listening to this show is realizing you voluntarily tuned in twice. It's like a car crash made of dad jokes, failed bits, and unresolved tension that smells faintly like Axe body spray and failed ambitions. Also, they have a hobo that lives at the studio named Jake with massive boobs, and they are produced by a child.
Oh, cool.
Oh, man. Wow. I live in a shack.
Get it right.
Terrible joke.
All right, thank you. That's a full-on roast of the show, as performed and written by ChatGPT.
And that was just the first set. Gets his reps in.
Wow, the robo-roast of the Klein Alley Show. I don't know if we'll ever recover. A burn. Jeff Ross will be on next, the retort.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show. show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.